This is Dakota Datebook for April 8th. Prairie fires were common across North Dakota. They were the most dangerous during the hot, dry summer and fall seasons. Dry prairie grass provided an ideal source of fuel for those widespread fires. Prairie fires occurred regularly and caused extensive damage to buildings and fields of crops. They were a natural but dangerous characteristic of the ecosystem before the introduction of man-made features like roads and buildings. 1925 was a rough year for fires. It began in late March when two major prairie fires swept across North and South Dakota, causing extensive damage. Livestock, hay, crops, and farm buildings were lost. By the end of the month, about 150,000 acres had been burned. The fires were so extensive that they were covered in the New York Times. The fire season continued into April. On this date in 1925, a prairie fire broke out on the Elvin Hoover farm near Moffett. Hoover was able to save his buildings, but four stacks of hay and his hay land were burned. Other farmers suffered as well. Fred Moffett lost all of his hay. George Britton lost almost everything, but he was able to save his horses. The fire finally died out at the Soo Line tracks. The citizens of Moffett were greatly relieved. Had the fire reached the town's wooden buildings, everything would have been lost. Many factors have decreased the danger of prairie fires. There are fewer wooden buildings. Paved roads can act as fire breaks. Experienced firefighters and even the National Guard are ready to respond. These are all good developments, but it is important not to be complacent. North Dakota is experiencing an unusually early wildfire season due to a lack of snow cover, moderate drought conditions, and recent high winds. This leaves dry prairie grass and brush that can easily ignite from a lightning strike or an unattended campfire. The danger posed by prairie fires has decreased, but it has not disappeared. The United States Forest Service urges people to be informed about fire risk and to remain aware of changing conditions. If hikers in grasslands notice any sign of fire, they should call 911 immediately. Adhere to fire restrictions, and remember that Smokey Bear's warning about forest fires applies to prairie fires as well. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.